the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, it's Dan, and welcome to Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latto. So, just yesterday, I was on LinkedIn, and I came across a post, and it looked very shiny and had lots of bells and whistles, and it was to do with making an investment. And the person who was promoting the investment is someone who's on TV. It's not the guy, Martin, whatever he's called, but it's someone else who's been on TV on a number of different channels. And when I looked into the details of what they were offering, so basically you're allowed to put some money into this investment, okay? And then once you put in money into the investment, then you get a return on that investment. So, you know, that's investing, investing 101. It's pretty good because you can start off with a minimum of just 50 quid a month, which is really good, right? But it's only actually until you go to the website and actually start looking and getting a bit deeper about what this investment actually is. And it's just like this massive warning sign for people. And I just don't think that people sort of understand this. And so that's the nature of this podcast. It's just to be careful about what you're investing in and to analyze what you're investing in and actually understand it properly. So the person who's pushing this, I can't say too much because part of doing this means that you open yourself up potentially to like legal challenges. You know, are we being slanderous? And by the way, if you never know the difference between slander and libel, slander is spoken, libel is written. So S for slander, S for spoken. That's how I remember it. And the last thing we want to do is get slandered. Not slandered, we don't mind being slandered. We don't want to slander other people and we don't want to be libelous to other people. Now, the difference as well is that it's not slander and it's not libelous as long as it's true. Okay, so based on the information that we've got, but I tell you, I'm not mentioning names because I really can't be bothered getting cease and desist letters and blah, blah, blah. The only time we really want to go to court is family court, quite frankly. And those that have followed the podcast will know all about that and my little rants that I have from time to time about the state of our British justice system. But anyway, so look, I just need you to understand. So this is what I did. I saw the post, I saw the video. It looks very genuine, and I'm sure it is genuine. It's just when you drill down into the numbers, which is what I'm going to do in a minute, that you actually realise it's just a piece of shit. Okay, so look, if you're not used to my language, then you will get used to it, like my accent, I guess. So this is what you can do. You can go to the website and you can put in a certain amount to invest, like a lump sum, and you can put in a certain amount to then invest, like every month. Or you could do one or the other. You can put 10 grand in there, or you can just do 50 quid a month, whatever suits you, okay? So I've done this, and I put in £1,000 as a baseline, you know, just a lump sum to put in, and £0 a month, because I wanted to see what the returns were going to be over a period of time. And this will, I mean, this will blow your mind away. People are putting money into stuff like this. Okay, so I'm going to talk about risk assessment soon. So in 5 years, if you put £1,000 into this investment, which is all over LinkedIn, it's being pushed. I'm sure it's been mentioned on TV because this person works on TV. So unsurprisingly, it's their business. But the returns on £1,000 in 5 years is £150. Now, if you don't know how to do the maths on that, let me just do the maths on that for you. So you put in £1,000, you end up with £1,150. So what you've got is you've made £150, okay? That's over 5 years. So let's divide it by five and we work out how much money you're going to make each year. So now you're making £30 a year. Now I can actually do that maths on the top of my head. Maybe it's because I did it yesterday when I was looking at it, but I'm not that clever. But I can actually work it out myself. That's a 3% return. A 3% return. That's now, bear in mind, of course, that we have what's called compound interest. This 3% return is annualized over the 5-year period, which basically means in year one, you actually don't make 30 quid. In year one, you're probably going to make 15 or 20 pounds. And then in year two, you're probably going to make, let's say 15 quid. In year two, you'll make 18 pounds. In year three, you'll make 21 pounds. In year four, you make 25 pounds. In year five, you make 30 pounds. That's because compound interest adds extra to it. So if you're getting paid 10% a year and you've got 100 pounds, next year it's 110. And then the next year, because it's 10% of 110, which is 11, by the way, it's 121. And then the next year is an extra £21 on top. Do you see how that works? So this £150 is annualised over a five-year period. So each year, what I mean by annualised is it's calculated for each year over a five-year period. But look, the bottom line is that compounded over 5 years, your return is just 3%. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure that for some people, they're more than happy with 3%. There must be somebody out there that goes, yes, that's exactly what I want. 3%, brilliant. Now, when we look at, like, what's inflation right now? Well, inflation's just been downgraded to 2.6%. Now, it was 2.9%, and now it's 2.6%. So actually, like, assuming inflation stays at 2.6%, or whatever the government can pretend it is over the next 5 years, but let's just assume 2.6% for the next 5 years, you're actually coming back with 0.4% of an interest rate over 5 years. In real terms, right? Because inflation is eroding the value of your pound coins today. And this is what I don't understand. People are putting their money into this. Now, by the way, complete transparency. On this one, you can put it in for 10 years or 15 years. After 10 years, you get 1,440. Which is 4.4% annualized. You need to correct me if my maths is wrong on this. I'm doing this off the top of my head. 15 years, you make 1,940. So it doubles in 15 years. Now, as I said, for some people, 15 years and it doubling. Well, by the way, if you've ever been to Dublin, you should. If you've never been to Dublin, you should go. It's that old joke. It's Europe's fastest growing city. Well, it's Dublin, isn't it? Yes, I know it's terrible. I told a really bad joke last week and the guy laughed and he went, but I'm still going to use it. So there you go. So, you know, after 20 years, you get £2,770. So let me just pause this and do the maths and just see if that interest rate improves any. In fact, instead of pausing it, let's do it live and see if I can get it right. So basically, you're going to make £1,770 because your initial investment was £1,000. So we have to get rid of the initial investment. So you're going to make £1,770 over 20 years. So divided by 20 years is, wow, £88.50. And then let's just do the maths on this one. So basically it's £88.50 divided by 1,000, which is our initial investment to get our return on investment, is 0.0885. We times that by 100 to get the percentage. If you've not been to school for a while, obviously, you know, you may not know how to do this and I have to work it out again sometimes. But anyway, it's coming back at an 8.85% return. That's much better, okay? But I just don't understand why. Like, 8.85 is really good over 20 years, okay? But I don't understand why they wouldn't put on their website what the actual figures are. Why put five years and earn 150 quid? Why not put like a big flashing bell and say, actually, this is just a 3% return. But actually, if you want 8.85%, then click on this one and invest for 20 years. Why do they not do that? I just don't understand it. So like, you might put this money in. In fact, you might even do it the other way. You might do the maths calculated over 20 years and go, well, you know, if I put £1,000 in, £2,770, that's not bad in 20 years' time. It's 8.85%. I've done the maths on that. And then you think, you know what, though? I'm not going to put it in for 20 years. Let's put it in for 5 years and let's do £1,000 a month. But, you know, if you fail to do the actual maths on that, then you're going to get caught out. And this is what annoys me, is why are you trying to pull the wool over someone's eyes? Why not just be really upfront and go, these are the four options, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. This is the return on investment over each timescale. And then the person has all the information that they can use to make the right decision on. Now, by the way, there's something else in here. So you can put precise number of years. Let's put 20. and let's put it as an adventurous risk, it's got it as. So if you want it to be adventurous, in 20 years you're getting 3,170. Let's just do it over 5 years and see what happens. In 5 years, it's only going up a little bit, 1,190. Or you could have a cautious risk assessment, in which case it's coming out with £1,100 over 5 years, so you're making £100. Or over 20 years, it's 2,330. So look, the key here, because I rattle on about wealth creation, and I know I talk about property a lot, but that's how I made my money. Okay, so we made money by creating a business, first of all. You know, we flipped houses. We created a lettings agency, literally with like £10. That's literally what it cost us to buy the domain name, and we started the lettings agency with that, and then we sold it for multiples of that £10, which is not hard to do when you only start for a tenner. But we've made money in various sort of ways, and we're always looking at how can we invest money and get a good return on investment with actually doing no work at all, because I'm quite lazy these days. I'm 45 now, and last thing I want to do is start a new business. But I tell you as well, sometimes I get bored, and you know, sometimes I get excited by the idea of maybe starting a new business. And sometimes I think, yeah, do we really want to do it? Sometimes I'm thinking maybe. But anyway, for now, we're just looking at other investments. And I talk to people all day long, and they're really uneducated about what the actual investment is. And then when we start putting in inflation into these figures, and we actually work out what is the true return on investment. Like, alternative to that, let me just cover this off as well, because a really important bit is this. On property, you know, like you buy a property, you put 25 grand down, it's 100 grand, you're making, let's say 25 grand a year profit. Let's just pretend, right? That's what you're making. And that's 100% return on investment. That's brilliant, okay? Obviously, it's brilliant because it's 100% in a year. You're not going to do that. You might make, say, 10% in a year. But after that initial calculation of what your return on investment is, so after year one, yeah, you put 25 grand in, let's say, to that 100 grand property. And it's, I mean, those numbers, by the way, getting a 25% return on investment are unrealistic. But I use them for the example. What about year 10? What's the return on investment in year 10? We've put no money in. You put no extra money in. That money no longer exists in your reality. It's in somebody else's reality. It's probably in the bank's reality, right? And it's been either swallowed up because it's a drop in the ocean, or actually that money truly doesn't exist either, because the bank's just gone and pushed some more buttons and created more money, or they've borrowed that money out at 10 times its actual value. So I put 25 grand in, the bank can lend that at £250,000. It's what we call fractional reserve. That's why everyone's so upset with banks, for example. This is also why we have inflation. It's also why the Bank of England keeps on having to print more money, which is also why your pound coin today is worth far less than it is in 10, 20, 30 years, which is also why the debt that you accrue today is worth far less in 10, 20, 30 years. So if you're getting a 25-year mortgage at 2.5%, okay, inflation is going to wipe out much of that debt. So let's say you get a 100 grand mortgage. It's, let's just say inflation's at 2.5%. Well, next year it's not worth 100,000. It's worth like £97,500 in real terms. Your mortgage still says 100 grand, but in real terms, because the value of a pound has decreased, and hopefully salaries have increased by 2.5% year on year, effectively, over the next year and the next year and the next year and the next 20 years. And this is what most people don't get. They don't understand how money works. This is why I've got to get people to understand, when they're looking at investing, how are they going to spend that money? What can they put that money into? And you know, I'm looking at this with, let's just say, go to an adventurous return. So you put £1,000 in, okay? In 20 years, you'd have, it's 3,170, but let's just call it 3 grand, nice and easy. So you've tripled your money in 20 years. Look, it depends what you want to do, right? But if I had £1,000, I wouldn't be waiting 20 years, because I can't spend that £1,000. I've got to wait 20 years before I get that money back, right? How about this? How about I spend £1,000, invest it in a small business, and I get a return like in month one or month two? And then I take that £1,000 back, and then maybe put it into this website and get £3,000 in 20 years. Well, actually, maybe I don't do that. Maybe I look for a better investment. But you need to understand, where is your money going to go? Where's the best place for it to grow? And it, you know, if companies are advertising on TV, it's not there. Let me tell you that. It's totally not there. you know, we're slowly changing the type of clients that we deal with, and we sort of just came up with it in the last couple of days. And we're dealing more with higher net worth individuals and larger businesses that got £1 million turnover. And so when we look at those and when we talk to those people, what are you doing with the money? Now, they may have grown a business and it's making £1 million, but they're pretty uneducated as to what to do with that money. Where are they going to put that money? What's the best return on that investment? And obviously our coaching services, you know, cost money. Not that we're doing much coaching these days, because we've taken quite a bit of time off actually the last 6 months. And we're quite happy continuing that, I think. But we're going to get bored at some point, so we're probably going to kick it back in, okay? So, but where are you going to put that money? Where can you get a good return on investment? If people are advertising on TV, it's probably not there. You know, we're directing people at the moment that are getting a minimum of 25% return on investment. Minimum. We've invested in this stuff ourselves, and we're getting a minimum 25% return on investment. But you've got to know where to go. And like we won't tell you that in a podcast, because that's our intellectual property, if you like. That's why people pay us the big bucks, to find out where that is. And like, nothing's guaranteed in an investment, by the way. So 25%, as it happens, it's fairly low risk as it happens. It's all in property based, but there's still risks involved. At 3%, like, which was classed as a moderate risk, there's still risk in there. It's just moderate. So you've got to be understanding, where's your money going to go? And I see people, and, you know, they've got 20% credit cards, and then they're putting money into something that's going to give them, let's just say, 8% a year. Why would you do that? You're losing 12% a year. It doesn't make sense to me. And so we're changing the way in which we do our podcast, because we want to give you more of this type of information, because it's really important for you to understand. Every single penny that you spend, you know, if you spend money on stuff, right? Let's just say it's handbags, for example. It's a £200 handbag. That's £200. That's going to cost you 20% a year. That's going to cost you £40 for the next 12 months in interest payments. And over the next 10 years, that's it's £400 in total, I suppose. But it's not compounded. Let's compound it. I can't even do the maths. But every single penny that you spend is going towards you not investing or not paying off that debt. So this is why we do these podcasts, because I want you to have a greater understanding. And if you feel a bit chastised, then great. And if you feel a bit educated about this, then awesome. And if you're like, Dan, I already know this, get to the good stuff, then let me know what the good stuff is in your mind, and we'll talk about that. All right, great podcast today. Hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latto, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.